Alrighty, it is 8:23 a.m. You're listening to The Morning After, and on the other end of the line we have human person and comedian Tim Batt. Good morning.
I like that description a lot. And I think the most important bit was first as well, which I really appreciate. I am a person.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
We're humanizing you.
Gotta really drill that in, you know, this is a person.
Yes.
And then second, a comedian, you know?
I'm a human being, God damn it.
Exactly. You've lots of notable stuff over the years. You've got a podcast, which over 14 million downloads, which
I
didn't know because I had heard about this podcast. I think I've listened to episodes of it. I remember one of my friends telling me about it like ages ago. And then I just found out it was you and I was very excited. That podcast is The Worst Idea of All Time. I just want to know a bit about this before we get into the other stuff.
So,
do you want to just tell us a little bit about this podcast? I mean, it's such a great idea for a podcast.
You guys were dead on when you were talking about it moments ago. Me and my friend Guy Montgomery, who's on Taskmaster this
yes.
season.
Oh, look at that.
Taskmaster? Yeah, he's on this season. We've been doing a podcast for like 7.5 years where we watch and review the same movie over and over and over again. So we spent a year watching and reviewing Grown Ups 2, which is this really bad Adam Sandler movie.
I've unfortunately seen it. Only the once.
Mm.
Oh my God, what's your review? What did you think?
I thought it was all right. That's the one where there's that scene where they like fire the arrow into the air, right? And then they like try and wait until it comes back down.
Yeah.
It's fine. I wouldn't watch it once a week for a year.
Fair enough.
But I'm glad someone did.
In retrospect, I wouldn't do that again either. Yeah. But we've done Grown Ups 2. We did Sex in the City 2. Then we did Sex in the City 1.
Oh, yeah.
And we did a movie called We Are Your Friends, which is a bad Zac Efron movie.
Nice.
We've done each of these for a whole year. And now we're watching... you guys might be a little bit young to remember this, but for like dudes my age, I'm 33, there was softcore pornography on Sky One after 12 o'clock, after midnight on Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And
so
there was this long-running series called Emmanuel, and we're watching all of them, all of these softcore pornos, because there's like 50 of them.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing. We are, of course, here to talk about Classy Warfare. You're playing Wonder Bar tonight and Good Times tomorrow. How does it feel to be gracing at Waitatahi?
I'm from Christchurch originally, so I was born and raised in Christchurch, so I'm very happy to be coming back. And, yeah, kind of sad I'm not spending a bit more time there. I'm just kind of flying in, doing Lyttelton tonight, obviously, Wonder Bar, and Good Times tomorrow in Christchurch. But it'll be cool to touch down, even if briefly, because every time I come down to Christchurch now, I'm like, this place slaps.
Yeah, it does.
And I got sad, you know, for a long time coming back after the quakes, and I do the pilgrimage. For some reason, I always wanted to see the cathedral. No matter how short my visit is to Christchurch, I go and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the last, like, probably 4 years has just been going from strength to strength. So I really love where Christchurch is at the moment. And I'm excited to come back.
Right.
Oh. Do my comedy. Do my stand-up.
We fully agree with you. Speaking of your stand-up, what can people expect from a Tim Batt Classy Warfare performance? How would you describe your, I guess, comedic style?
Oh boy, what a tricky question to throw at a comic, but a good one. Look, I'm a joyful, slightly political, impoverished man who is railing against the forces of the world.
Yeah.
And I think a joyous way. So the show is a lot of gags about me being in debt and railing against rich people. And I also, at the end of the show, tell the story of helping Chloe Swarbrick get elected in Auckland Central. So I was part of her campaign team. So that's kind of a funny story. And a lot about me being extremely pro-psychedelics, because I think they're important and a funny thing to talk about.
Right.
Wow,
cool. The word trip has multiple meanings for you then.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to Christchurch, you know, you're having a trip down to Christchurch, and then maybe a trip in Christchurch. I mean, who knows?
Man, I would love that. if anyone's listening, shoot me a DM. Get in touch.
I know some rumours of where you can get some stuff, you know, but we'll talk off that.
I will send you a DM.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who is budding in comedy? How did you get to where you are now?
Oh, good question. You just got to keep doing it. my whole thing, and this isn't just for comedy, but just in life in general, be willing to listen to everyone, like everyone's advice, but get really good at ignoring shitty advice.
Mm.
So, like, you want to hear everyone out because, you know, probably one person in 10 has something really useful to say, but you've also got to be discerning because 9 people in 10 have bad things to say that are not helpful. But you just keep getting up and doing it. Find out what your thing is. Yeah, stand-up's super fun eventually, but I knew that early on. I was like, I know this is going to be fun one day if I just keep pushing through. And so I just keep doing it for ages, and now I just have the best time on stage.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And what would you say to people? I sometimes hear the rhetoric with comedy that because, you know, New Zealand's a small country and, you know, maybe we don't have as much comedy as other places, that it's like more difficult and like, you know, if you're going to start, maybe just go somewhere else to start. Do you agree with any of that, or do you think New Zealand is a great place to begin your comedic career?
I think it's amazing. We're getting a really good reputation internationally over the last few years. We just so punch above our weight. And people love us as well. Like, people love Kiwis if you travel abroad. I've done tons of gigs in the States. I've gigs in Australia a lot, in the UK. And, like, people just gravitate towards New Zealanders. They love us. So I think it's a huge asset. And B, there's tons of reasons to not do everything.
Yeah.
If you want to do something, you just got to do it.
Yeah, most definitely. I agree. What do you think it is about Kiwis, about New Zealanders, that people gravitate towards? I mean, is it just our stunning good looks, or is there something else about us that people tend to enjoy?
We are hot as hell.
This is true. That's just a fact. That's baseline. Kiwis are
it's
hot.
Fact.
Yeah.
It's facts, folks. We're hot as hell. I think it's like a combination of we're pretty polite. We're all raised pretty polite. Mm-hmm. And we're really hard workers, but we're super low-key.
Yeah.
So we just don't go on about stuff. And it's kind of, I don't know, not all America, but in lots of places in America, they're just so, everything's so over the top and expressive. Like the East Coast, New Yorkers, everything is like the best thing ever or the worst time in my life. It's like, chill the hell out.
So really?
I appreciate Kiwis just being like, yo, it's all good.
Yeah. Some stuff are just things, you know? Some things are just fine.
Yeah, not everything's for you to understand. Exactly.
Most days and most things are just in the middle somewhere. And that's how Kiwis live every single day.
Yes, most definitely.
And then the follow-on is Kiwi comedy. How do you think Kiwi comedy is so entertaining compared to other styles and comedies from other countries?
We've got such a unique scene here, especially at the moment. And, like, you know, no comedy scene is perfect in the world, but I think New Zealand is making more strides than basically anywhere else to have more diversity. And comedy is, like, a place where you can really see the benefits really clearly and early of having a more diverse lineup on your show. It's just, like, having those different points of view, having different people coming from different places and sharing their experiences and chucking that all in a pot. It's so much better than having 7 straight white dudes, you know, on a lineup. And it just doesn't really happen anymore like that. So I think that's a real unique thing that's happening with us at the moment. And it's awesome. Like, if you get the chance to go and see some comedy, go and see it. It's risky, always, but that's the beauty of it. Like, there's probably at least one person on a lineup show who's going to be shit, but that's the beauty of theatre, darling.
Exactly.
There'll probably be, like, one person who's on there who's amazing. Like, Yad Wieger, who's a Christchurch comedian, came up to Auckland.
Stunning.
I saw her show in, like, so I was in that room with some comics who have been doing it for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, okay, cool. I guess we've got to quit comedy now. It's just too good. And it was their first show out the gate. So Christchurch's got an amazing scene.
I agree.
Now my entire wardrobe is just cardigans. So that's Yad Wieger's influence.
It should be.
Yes. Tim Batt, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. Classy Wolfie, make sure you head on down to Wonderbar tonight or Good Times tomorrow. Or I guess you could pop off to Dunedin on Saturday if you so desire. Thanks so much for coming onto the show this morning.
Lovely talking to you guys. Take care.
See ya.